Well, the kind of research I do is primarily devoted, at least in the last 15 years, to looking at the role that oil platforms play as fish habitat in southern and central California. Most of the research on oil platforms has been funded by the federal government, though, and it's always important to mention this, about 20% has come indirectly from Chevron Oil through an NGO, through CARE. But the vast majority of it has been federal. So the results in looking at the relationship between oil platforms and fish are that at the least, platforms are as good habitat for fish as natural reefs. And arguably, some platforms are better. Certainly, they're more productive as far as nursery grounds are concerned. You find higher densities of young fishes, particularly rock fishes, around most oil platforms than you do around natural reefs. And that's not because oil platforms have been sprinkled with fairy dust or something like that. It's mainly because they're very, very large structures. And so when you have these very young fish drifting around the plankton, they're more likely to find a very large platform than typically small reef. People ask me all the time, well, what's my personal opinion about what should happen to platforms once they're no longer economically viable? And actually, I don't have an opinion as a biologist. My role is purely to give information to people, and they can make their own decision. They can run it through the prism of their belief system. So there are people who, when I say, these are really, really fully functioning habitats for fish, some people will go, well, this is fabulous, we should leave at least part of them in place. And there are other people who say, I hate the oil industry, I hate anything artificial in the ocean, and I just want those things blown up. And you know what? Either suggestion is perfectly viable. It's not my role to say one is better than the other. On the other hand, I must say that I have my own private opinion as a citizen. And the private opinion is, I think it's immoral to kill huge numbers of any animal. And if you just look at what lives on the platform, forget the fish, and there are hundreds of thousands of fish sometimes, there are tens of millions of mussels and sea stars and crabs that live on them. And you'd be killing all those animals if you remove a platform. And just on a personal level, I find that abhorrent. So I would actually favor cutting them below the waterline at some distance below the waterline, and leaving the rest in place. Spatial planning, both on land and in the marine, is very popular conceptually worldwide, and certainly off California. There's very little of it that's been done in California waters. And basically, the reason people are talking about it is we live, particularly in Southern California, in an urban sea. There's an awful lot of people who want to do an awful lot of things, sometimes conflicting things, in the ocean. There are people who want to suck out resources, there are people who want to leave resources in, there are people who just want to stare at the resources. And so, in a way, you almost need some form of marine planning just to keep warring factions apart. So I'm kind of in favor of it, but I kind of would like it to take place in a fair and equitable way. Of course, that's the million-dollar line, what is fair and equitable, and fortunately I'm not involved in that, so I can just spout off. Absolutely. No fault to find with aquariums as far as fish and invertebrates are concerned. My concern would be things like higher level mammals like dolphins and the like, where I have substantive issues. But for fish, I think it's great. And I think the more education the public has in all realms of nature, the better. And how are people going to learn about fish, truthfully, other than from an aquarium? The only other way is they have to go underwater. Most people are not going to go underwater, or they have to catch them. And I love fishing, but I would submit that I don't really want all 35 million people in California fishing so they can learn about fish. How else are you going to do it? Well, you do it through aquariums.